Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. I'm excited to welcome Lori Kate Lowenhar back to the program. She has a lot to share about living in Israel, and her faith is just amazing in light of all that's been happening. Stay with me, and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you are in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays by appointment, Wednesdays from 3 to 8 p.m., Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m., and up to 30 minutes after services on Saturdays. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit Congregation Shema Yisrael. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester area, be sure to visit Congregation Shema Yisrael in the Fig Tree Bookstore and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings. Also, something really important for you to put on your calendar. This would be the March of Remembrance, which is an annual walk to remember those who were lost in the Holocaust, to educate the generations that are unaware of what happened in the Holocaust. And we are raising our voices against modern-day anti-Semitism. So it's a very important event. It's going to be on May 5th. So if you're in the Rochester, New York area and you'd like to join us, go to the website rocmor.org. And that's M as in mother. rocmor.org. And there you can register to be part of the March of Remembrance. I hope to see you there. Here's Becca Shea.
I'm convinced neither death nor life nor angels or principalities. lived in the ninth hour. No longer bound by law because he loved us all. There isn't a thing we could do to receive this grace he freely gave. But believe by faith that this love is true.
And you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Stay tuned for an interview with Lori Kate Lowenhar. Right now, here's Jordan Elias with Psalm 91. Be encouraged.
Of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. Snare of the trapper, from the perilous pestilence. His truth shall be your shield. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night. No, 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 no. Nor of the arrow that flies by day. Best of lands that walks in the darkness, 'cause you are holy. thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked one, because you have made the Lord your refuge. You are holy. So holy. Lord, you are holy. So Avinu Malkeinu, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Ata. Holy Father, my King, you are holy, holy, holy Lord.
Again, that was Jordan Elias, and you should go back and open your Bible and look at Psalm 91. It's just a really wonderful picture of protection and safety in dwelling in the shadow of his wings. Really beautiful song. All right, well, we have time for more music. How about something from Paul Wilbur?
Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord Almighty. True and righteous are all your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord, glorify your name? Behold the Lord.
Glory of our King. Behold the Lord, God is
Bagels and Blessings.
Shalom, friends. This is Paul Wilbur, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Lori Kate Lowenhar is part of a group called One Lev, and I'd like to share some of their music with you now.
Oh, my Lord, how I love you, 'cause you saved me from my sins. I will call upon the Lord, and he gives me victory. How I love you, oh my Lord. You protect me like a shield. I will call upon your name, and you'll give me all I need. I will call upon the Lord with the voice of prayer.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday morning at 10 a.m. 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
And now here's more music from One Lev.
את לאהוב, את לשנוא, זמן לקרוע ולתפור. עזור לי בכל עת, היה איתי בכל זמן. ענה לי, שמע קולי, שמע קולי, תפילתי. ענה לי, שמע קולי. ענה לי, שמע קולי, שמע קולי, תפילתי. ענה לי, שמע קולי. זמן יש את זמן שלום ומלחמה. עזור לי בכל עת, היה איתי בכל זמן. את לאהוב את לשנוא, זמן לקרוע ולתפור. עזור לי בכל עת, היה איתי בכל זמן. ענה לי, שמע קולי, שמע קולי, תפילתי. ענה לי, שמע קולי. ענה לי, שמע קולי, שמע קולי, תפילתי. ענה לי, שמע קולי.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings, and that was Shema Koli, Hear My Voice, from One Lev. Stay tuned for my interview with Lori Kate Lowenhar coming up soon. This one is called Why Am I So Sad?
Why am I so sad? Why am I so troubled? I will put my hope in God, and once again I'll praise Him. Day and night I cry, and my tears go by. All the time my enemies ask me, where is your God? I sing my song to you, oh Lord, and all my days I live in your love. So let me come before your throne of mercy, my God, my salvation.
send your light and your truth. May they lead me back to you. Bring me to your sacred hill. Bring me back to Zion. Why am I so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will put my hope in God. And once again I'll praise Him. I sing my song.
Now here's my interview with Lori Kate Lowenhar. Enjoy. Lori Kate Lowenhar, welcome back to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be back with you, Ethel.
Oh my goodness. Well, so much has happened since the last time we talked.
Yes.
I know
yes.
you're with the musical group One Love. I play your songs
yes.
on the radio sometimes, and there's so much going on. You know, I want to get right to it. You know, I know a lot of people that listen to Bagels and Blessings are not Jewish. So,
mm-hmm.
Lori, why should the Christians be praying for Israel? Why should they even care about Israel?
Oh, wow. That's a powerful question, and I'm so glad you asked it. And I can tell you for a matter of fact that God is moving in the hearts of the people in Israel. And I can testify firsthand that with my husband and I living in the north in the Galilee, it's in the Jezreel Valley in a town called Yokneam. And since we moved there in June, we have been praying that God would open doors, that we would do a home Bible fellowship. And He is answering prayer. Amen. He is bringing unbelievers, pre-believers, and believers together, and seekers and people who want to discuss the scripture and pray together. And we are seeing people transformed. And that's just one example. I'm also leading a Bible study, and women are coming together and wanting to encourage one another, especially during these difficult days in Israel. You know, there's a lot of sadness, and people are searching for hope, and they're going through every avenue out there, meditation, yoga, and we're there to share God's message of hope, that they can be transformed and they can have that true peace that they long for. We're starting in the community, we started pickleball. I know that sounds funny, but hey, people want to learn how to play the sport. This gives us an opportunity to, again, form friendships, have them over for coffee, have a Shabbat Friday night meal together. And so, yes, we see people wanting to be closer to God. And it's exciting.
Fantastic. And for people that are confused about the land, I know I once heard somebody explain that, you know, the Bible set clear boundaries. There might be other contracts that are not part of the Bible, but explain why Israel is the land of the Jewish people, because people get really confused on that one.
Well, if we're reading the scriptures in the Bible, and we know, you know, when God made that covenant with Abraham and said, you know, this is the land for the Jewish people. Of course, it took many years before they, you know, established the nation of Israel in 1948. I mean, if we look at the maps in the old days and in the new days, I mean, really, Israel, with the land that they have, you know, considered Judea and Samaria, which most people think of the West Bank, but I prefer to use the name Judea and Samaria. And then you have, you know, the Negev, which is the southern part of Israel. I mean, there's other parts that we still don't have today that would have been considered the promised land. But for Israel and the land that they have today, and of course you still have, you know, where the Arabs live, you know, considered Bethlehem, and of course the Gaza Strip, and, you know, in the and where Jericho would be today. This is all run by the Arabs, not under Jewish control. But, you know, it is, it's a sticky situation because, you know, God promised the land, and we have many Arabs living in the land, and they are included, and they are citizens of Israel just as much as we are. And it's just, you know, it's hard today to fathom how, you know, I mean, it's incredible to think how God, after he fulfilled the land of Israel for us and where the Jewish people live, just from north, south, east, and west, it's just, it's absolutely phenomenal. But if God promised the land to the Jewish people and he fulfilled the scripture, we know that it's for real. And yes, I mean, we can go back and forth and there can be a lot of discussions about, okay, well, that's for the Arabs or that's for the Jews. And I just say, if we're all in one country, 9 point some million people in the land of Israel, we coexist together. I have many beautiful Arab Muslim friends, and we love each other, we support each other, you know, we eat in their restaurants, we buy from their stores, and it's just, this is the way it's supposed to be today in the land of Israel.
Amen.
Are we ever going to see the true peace though? No, not until Yeshua comes back.
True.
But we can definitely try to live a life that he desires for us. And I hope I answered that question, you know, in the best way possible. I just know, you know, it's a sticky situation, and I just look at it as, when God promises something, he's going to fulfill it.
Amen. Oh, that's a great answer, Lori. So in light of all that has happened since October 7th, and even with the most recent rocket attacks and,
yes,
and drones and all that, are you still glad to call Israel your home?
Yes. Somebody asked me that the other day, too. That's also a great question.
Well, thank you.
There are moments where you actually, you know, where I've thought, what am I doing here? And then I'm quickly reminded that God brought me to that land almost 26 years ago. And that is my homeland. That is the land that I am to live. That's the land where I've been married and I've raised my children and they've served in the military. And I still want and desire to call it my homeland. And I love the opportunity to share that with people around the world, because I just feel like having the opportunity to share testimony of salvation and what God is doing. These days are exciting because now we're seeing God revealing more and more about Israel and more to come. I mean, that's why we have the book of Revelation. So I think that these are, you know, the future hope of God and Yeshua returning. Yes, absolutely. I know that we have our shelters, we have our protection. And really for me, I'm very thankful I live in the north, because that area seems to be the quietest area for now. And we don't, you know, have to run to shelters or anything like that. So we just, it's like Saturday was just another day for Israel. It's just another day. And what do the people do? You wake up and continue on with life like nothing ever happened.
Wow. It was pretty miraculous to think how many of the drones and rockets got intercepted. I heard it was like 99%.
Yes. In fact, my husband told me that out of the 300, only two of them, they let land in the Negev, in the middle of nowhere in the desert. They decided, okay, we'll let those explode because there's nothing around. You know, nobody would be killed or harmed. But can you imagine, out of 300, only God could do something like that, so miraculous.
Amen, amen. I really love your positive attitude, and I can hear your faith shine mm-hmm. through your voice, because mm-hmm. I'm sitting over here thinking, oh my gosh, you know, they attacked in October, and there's hostages still mm-hmm. being held captive, and then they attacked on Saturday, and you know, without faith in God, I think a person could be really, really fearful right now.
Yes, it is. I mean, it can be overwhelming. And I know, because I'm a music teacher and I teach music with kids, I can see even the trauma and the worrisome. And it, I think it depends, of course, where you live. Some more than others are experiencing that and running to shelter. That is overwhelming. But I also see that, you know, unfortunately, it's just part of life in Israel, and I don't think it's going to get any easier. So any opportunity to say, you know, God loves you, let's hold on to his promises, even what it says in the Tanakh, what it says in the Torah, what it says in all of the Old Testament, they have in their hands, there are ways to share with them and say, oh, God loves you so much. Let's look at what he says, you know. But yes, absolutely.
And I know we probably talked about this in other broadcasts, but it's just so neat that you're a musician, because I know mm-hmm. that so many times you can reach people with music,
yes.
even if
yes.
they're not willing to hear the words in just regular conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And we keep writing new music. We are hoping to have more funds to be able to record music and to be able to, you know, because that's just an incredible way to, I say my husband, our partners are very talented. You know, they just find scripture and they're like, you know, oh, I love this scripture in the Bible. I'm going to put it to music. And I love, you know, getting on my clarinet, flute, saxophone, and just playing a tune here and there and just singing with my husband. And it's just, you know, people's hearts open when they hear something. Oh, I like that. Oh yeah. What are the words? And it's so uplifting. So our ministry is doing that foremost, for, to play for Holocaust survivors and to go to retirement homes. And we're always looking for more opportunities, maybe for holidays and celebrate holidays and kind of insert some of our own music. And so that's what we're doing in Israel, besides just doing a home Bible fellowship and other ways of reaching people. But yeah, I would love it if your listeners would pray for us and to be able to be able to have that, you know, just more ways of reaching and encouraging our people.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned needing funds. Is there a place people can donate?
Yes. And in fact, on our website, and it's very easy to locate us, www.oneleveoneheart.com. And that's very, you know, it takes them direct to our website, and there is a place there if they'd like, or they can mail us a check. Oh, we would be so grateful if anybody would love to donate towards our ministry.
Absolutely. Wow. And I would imagine you've had many opportunities to share the Lord on one-on-one conversations with people.
Oh, yes. And in fact, since November, there's been in my hometown, I've been able to meet a lady. Her name is Aussie, and she's a seeker. And so she is attending our home Bible fellowship, and she is really wanting to ask hard questions and seek answers in the Bible. And we're just continuing to pray for her, and that the seeds will continue to be planted and watered. And then recently we're in contact with a young lady who has been asking a lot of questions. She didn't grow up in a religious home at all, very secular home. And she now understands that there's more to life as she, you know, in her young adulthood, learning more about eternity. What's the hope for the future? And, you know, and the pickleball and just other ways, even in my school. Okay, I have to be very careful. I cannot talk about Yeshua, but I definitely can talk about God. And I love how some of the kids, as they know me for years, they grow up and we can have some discussions about what is a relationship with God. And I see it changing now in my 26 years of living there. I see that even kids are wanting to talk a little bit more. And I love any opportunity. You know, when the Holy Spirit guides us, we listen, we seek, you know, we just have to go with it.
Wow. I am amazed and just so impressed with how God is using you and your openness.
Amen.
And it's just, amen, just wonderful. Well, so you've lived there for 26 years, and mm-hmm. You've been through lots of mm-hmm. sirens and different experiences, and lately mm-hmm. there's been attacks. Do you still say Israel is a safe place to live, and would you still invite people to come over and visit?
Yeah, I've been, you know, that's one of the things that I'm sharing here in America while I'm here for 10 days. I encourage believers to just don't, I know that sometimes, you know, they might hear things on the news or, oh, that's so scary. But Israel is a pretty big country, even though we say it's small, the size of New Jersey. I always say in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and Tiberias, the Sea of Galilee, Nazareth, these are all sites where tourists love to go and see. There's nothing happening in those areas. And of course, I mean, I've met some friends in the last 2 or 3 months. They've come from Texas. They've come from Tennessee. We've got others coming, and they just want to be a blessing to the people of Israel. And I've been encouraging other ministries to come, some musicians to come. And I say, please just don't let the situation stop you, because this is the time to come and have an impact on the people and tour the land. Tourism is very, very vital in our land. And you can imagine, since October 7th, we've had very little tourism. And I understand people are wary, but I can say definitely that we have lived life regularly, you know, going to school, going to work, going to malls, having coffee outside. And I know sometimes that might sound like, what? In the middle of a war? Well, we don't feel the war because it's so, so far from us. And thankfully to our military and God's protection, that's what they want. They want people to live their lives as normal as possible, and that includes tourism. So I pray and hope that people will feel led to come and tour the land or come visit friends, be an encouragement, because I can say it without a doubt that they would be blessed for sure.
Wonderful. Am Yisrael Chai, the people of
Israel Chai.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I'm just so glad to keep in touch with you. And I have a feeling you're just going to be a regular on Bagels and Blessings.
Well, I love that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I want to have you on again and again. And of course, as you get new music, you'll send it to me so that I can play it on the air, right?
Yes. In fact, I give you our newest, I can't remember if I gave it to you when I saw you last. I'll have to send it to you. It's the One Love number 2, because the first one was red. It was a red one with the lion on it. And then now we have a purple one, and we kept the lion theme on it because the lion adds different meanings to us. One love, of course, means one heart, but yet in Russian, it means lion. So we've taken that lion, you know, for the Lion of Judah to represent God and Yeshua, and just wanting to praise him and use our music to, you know, what we do is we use different styles, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of blues, it's a little bit of folk, and it's different. And I think that's what makes it different, because, you know, and we get our kids involved in it too. Our kids are grown, but, you know, we have bass guitar, we have trumpet. In fact, my youngest is in the military band right now, and he is a trumpeter there. And we've seen him being able to play. The army band goes to different hotels. They play for the displaced people from the north and the south. He has been able to bring some cheer and some joy. And now he's been preparing for the celebration of the birthday of Israel, because next month we're headed to 76 years of the land.
Oh, that's right.
And so he'll be participating in a big event. And he's been able to play for dignitaries coming over from different countries. So it's been really great to see how God is using him in that position.
That is amazing. Wow. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming back on the show with me, and stay on the line. We'll talk off air for a little bit, but God bless you.
Yes.
And we'll talk again soon.
Shalom, shalom. And shalom to all of your listeners.
Oh, thank you, dear. keep praying for Israel and for release of the hostages. And thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Lori Kate Lowenhar. And we have time for some more music. And I think I'll just continue to play music from One Lev, because that is Lori's group. And I know that her music blesses me, and I hope it blesses you as well. That was a beautiful song from the group One Lev, and they were singing about Matthew 23:39. Yeshua is addressing the religious leaders, and he said, "For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" And in Hebrew, that's Baruch Haba, B'Shem Adonai. And so we look to the heavens for the day when he will return to us, our anointed Messiah. Hallelujah. I hope you've enjoyed today's program. It's almost time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein. It has been wonderful playing music from One Lev, and we do have time for a couple more songs before the program is over. Enjoy. Thank you.
when storms are over and pain is left far behind, what will you forget? What will keep in your mind? Beyond all our sorrows, when our story will end, what will you regret? All is in God's hands. Sometimes love never surrenders and wins all the battles and fights. To rest in his love, singing your mom's lullaby, love will remind you of the truth you passed by.
Asher ha'ayam ve'hore ve'yavo. Yivarech Echa Adonai Vayishmor Echa Yair Adonai Panav Alecha Vikunecha Yisa Adonai Panav Alecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.